The economic benefit of small fishing communities has largely been anecdotal until now. For the first time, a multi-year study has been able to put a different value on the coastal resource. Lead author Jack Kittinger is the director of Conservation International's Hawaii program. He says a single reef fishery is worth nearly $80,000.
These are dollars that the community would otherwise have to spend in the supermarket. So it's a good way to estimate the exact economic value of the fishery in terms of what people are able to gain and how it supports household economic budgets.
But more importantly,
these reefs are feeding local people.
Kittinger estimates an average that comes out to about 30,000 meals a year. And he says the majority of fish caught are staying in the community.
And that's pretty important because that's exactly what communities are trying to sustain into the future. They want these reefs to continue to sustain them. And it tells us a bit about how to manage these fisheries in order to perpetuate that benefit.
The communities really rely on these resources.
Alan Friedlander co-authored the report and is the director for the Fisheries Ecology Research Lab at the University of Hawaii. He says studies like these are rare in the state and involve collaboration with those that actually do the fishing.
It takes a very long time, and you really need to work with them, and you can't just come in and leave, right? So it's a long-term commitment.
The team spent the past 4 years studying the Kiholo Bay fishery in North Kona on the Big Island. They worked closely with Hui Aloha Kiholo, an organization of lineal descendants of the area that care for the coastal resource.
What we find is places that are managed by communities tend to be in better condition than places that are unregulated.
While the research is ongoing, the team says behaviors are already beginning to shift. Since the study began, Kittinger says illegal fishing in the area has gone down.
If you want to change the outcomes for these fisheries, you have to affect behavior on the ground. And it's these kinds of efforts where you can get an understanding of how people interact with the resource, that in turn tells you what kind of management options might be the best for the place.
Which Kittinger says goes a long way toward long-term goals of sustainable fishing. Molly Solomon for HBR News.